Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 23, 2024, the Is Homelessness a Crime edition. And we begin with that story from the New York Times as the Supreme Court heard arguments on whether a city can arrest and fine homeless people who sleep outside. So it's a pretty daunting question, particularly in the western part of the U.S., as a surge in homelessness has caused many people to camp out in public parks and even on public streets. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Supreme Court rules, but if you can be drunk, but you can't necessarily be arrested or fined, but you can be homeless and fined, really seems to be a pretty slippery slope, although I'm sure the Trump administration is looking forward to arresting all homeless people. Next up from the Financial Times, the consulting firm McKinsey has put people on notice that it's up or out, baby. You will be graded at least twice a year, and for underperformers, you will be counseled to leave. There will be mid-year performance reviews that will take a serious note, and that McKinsey is going to trim those who they think don't perform. So the pressure will be on. I wonder if it's going to lead back to the 12 to 15 hour workdays. Next up from Reuters, a very interesting article about law firm management. And law firms now want active relationship management. Law firms differ from traditional corporations in many ways, not the least of which is that the products of the firm are lawyers and partners in their intellectual property. Well, it's important to have a strong relationship with those you work with and those who are your clients. So law firms are having to rethink leadership. They're having to rethink relationship management, and they're having to rethink the way they do business. Our final story comes to us from Barron's, an occasional contributor to the Daily Compliance News, as a French court on Monday cleared the eldest daughter of Gabon's president for life, basically, Omar Bongo, of accepting bribes to help secure public contracts. The Paris criminal court found Pascaline Bongo not guilty alongside her French construction firm and five individuals. She was her father's chief of staff until his death in 2009 and was accused of helping Eges Route secure public contracts in Gabon. So the daughter of a former African president for life found not guilty of corruption. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.